They say there are only two certainties in life, death and taxes, and yeah, I'll guarantee you that taxes is definitely a certainty. You can even ignore it for a long period of times, and they'll catch up with you. More often than not, in threatening letters that make you go, oh crap, am I going to jail? We have Craig Zimmerman from the law offices of Craig Zimmerman in-house today once again to talk about some of these issues that, let's be honest, people are nervous to talk about. We don't like admitting that we're a little bit over our head in certain things, especially when it comes to money and tax law. Man, I think law is complicated. Tax law can be even more complicated. Craig, I'm sure you get calls all the time going, I can't afford my taxes. What should I do? Should I even bother filing? I think more often than not, the answer is yes, file, file, file. Am I wrong in that?
Oh, absolutely not. That's the first thing. Everyone thinks, oh, I can't pay my taxes. I didn't withhold my taxes. Or even had someone prepare my taxes, and I saw a number at the bottom that I just can't pay. So the best place to put the tax return, everyone thinks, is in the drawer.
Right.
Let me put it in my desk drawer. I'm going to forget about it. La, 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 la. It's not there. The government won't know me. That's absolutely the worst thing in the world you can do. File the return. Because the first thing that does, especially if you file the return on time, which is always a beautiful thing.
Right.
You don't get what's called failure to file penalties.
Right.
The government penalizes you for not sending the return. So the way to avoid that is to file the return.
That failure to file penalty seems nominal. It's just a percentage. It's not a big deal. But if I've learned anything in taxes, it starts small and gets bigger and gets bigger and gets bigger. So, yeah, be proactive in this. The more proactive you are, the better you're going to be in the end.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think people have to remember it's not like it's a one-time thing. Because even if I owe this year, guess what? You figure that out in April or so, you have the upcoming year that sooner or later is going to come around and – last time I checked the calendar, April 15th comes every year. And you're going to owe more taxes. So I think you have to look at the tax return as the beginning of a story. For some people, it's a one-time issue.
Right.
They did something. They took an IRA withdrawal. They got a bonus. Life was good. They actually made more money. And I always kid with people. I said, you know, the more taxes you pay, generally speaking, means you made more money. So it's not necessarily a terrible thing.
Right.
With the good comes the bad. The problem is if you ignore it, then comes more bad and compounded bad. And what started out as a simple $5,000 debt, sometime to me is now $17,000, $20,000.
Right.
And then you just want to smack yourself in the head going, what did I do?
The tone of the IRS when they send letters is short, we'll say. It's to the point. It's curt and not so courteous. I'm curious if, you know, I mean, what is the actual point? If I don't file my taxes for 3, 4, 5 years, how long until I get a knock on the door with a police officer saying, here, put on these nice little bracelets?
Well, yeah, that's probably the number one question I get asked. I haven't filed my return. I can't pay it. Am I going to jail? For the most part, you're not getting the knock on the door. You see the high-profile cases. I mean, I think everyone remembers the Wesley Snipes case.
Right.
For you reality TV fans, I forget Richard's last name. He was the guy who won Survivor the first time. He didn't somehow think he had to claim the million-dollar prize he won, and he went to jail. But they're usually much higher-profile, much bigger-dollar cases. The average guy who's got a W-2, the average woman who's, you know, just has a job, I don't see you going to jail. Is it possible? I guess theoretically.
But anything's possible.
Anything's possible in this world. But no, the IRS is not waiting outside your door looking to slap the metal bracelets on you and say, let's take you away.
You know, it's funny. I think you will look at some people and they can owe almost a nominal amount to the IRS, maybe $1,000, $2,000. And they get these threatening letters with like the words intent to levy on them. And they go, well, I'm really a small fish in this sea of big fish. You get a guy like Wesley Snipes that owes hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is it just like a rough draft letter that they just send out to everybody that says it's an intent to levy, or will the IRS really come after me over the $1,500 that I owe them?
They'll really come after you for the $1,500. I mean, all those letters that you see, they're all automated letters at certain points in the collection process. But when they say notice of intent to levy, yeah, you're somewhere in the path of being levied. So to sit there and say, oh, it's just $1,500 is not a good thing. Because, again, penalties and interest are accruing, so it's going to be more. And do you really want to have your wages garnished, that your bank accounts tapped, just because you didn't pay $1,500 or $2,000 or even $10,000? That's a much more harder way to live.
It seems like it's a no-win situation when you're going up against the IRS, but is there a way to come out smelling like a rose?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on your financial situation and what you're looking for.
Right.
I mean, it's funny. I listen to a lot of clients who call me, and they call these tax services. There's one out there that uses a celebrity, and everyone likes to think, oh, I should settle my tax debt. It's possible. It's not a difficult process if you qualify.
Right.
And those are the magic words, if you qualify.
How many people qualify?
Not a lot. You'll see statistics that show that the success rate of what's called an offer and compromise, which is a settlement, are very high. That's because the smart people are only filing them if you qualify. And so if you qualify and it's very formulaic, yeah, you should know exactly if they're going to accept it.
Right.
But most people, when they look at the standards of collectability and assets, you don't qualify. So, you know, I get calls all the time. I owe $7,000. I owe $10,000, but I make $50,000-$60,000 a year. I want to settle for $2,000. I'm like, don't we all? It's not going to happen.
Right.
And I know it's like, you want to pay me to do that, that's great. It's a waste of money, and I wouldn't take it. Honestly, I don't do that. But you have to be realistic. So coming out, as you say, smelling like a rose, it really depends what your expectations are.
Right.
If you really say, look, I just need to get this resolved, get me in a payment plan, get me an installment arrangement, or if I really truly can't pay it based on the way the budget's looked at, put me in what's called cannot collect status so they leave me alone.
Right.
You're smelling like a rose, because whether you're paying it off over time or they're not collecting, you're not being collected on, you're not getting the nasty love letters that you like to talk about, you're not worried about going to jail, whether that's real or not. So I think that there's a way to resolve it and come out feeling good. I mean, you're not going to like it. You know, no one likes to pay their taxes. No one likes to say, I owed $10,000. It cost me $20,000. But I paid it, and I'm back on the system. I'm in good graces. I don't have to worry about losing the money I have in my bank account. I think that's a good resolution.
Now, you mentioned those radio spots that are honestly growing painful to listen to. They had that caveat in there that says, if you owe $10,000 or more, give us a call. What if I owe $7,500? What if I owe $1,000? What if I owe $5,000? Should I seek your help in clarification on what I should do, or do I have to reach that $10,000 number before I can seek proper consultation?
Okay, now we're going to give you the top secret, no one knows information.
Really, right here on the podcast?
Right here on the podcast. The $10,000 is not a magic number. Where it comes out to, and this is the subject no one likes to talk about, is the cost to resolve your taxes. If you get a tax professional involved, like myself, it has a price.
Right.
Now, a lot of those companies charge you a percentage of your debt. So at $10,000, they usually use a 10% figure. And I'm not representing any company whatsoever. Generally speaking, in the industry, especially if you're trying to settle the debt or do anything, it's a 10% number. So if I owe $1,000, 10% is $100. It's not worth anyone's time for me to get involved. So we use $10,000 as a qualifier just to make it worth your while. Now, here's where I'm different, and I know this is going to shock people, but I'm a lawyer with a heart, and most people don't think any lawyers have a heart whatsoever.
We've talked about myths in the past in the program. Maybe this is another myth.
Yeah, this is a myth. A lawyer can have a heart and feelings. I have to tell you, if you owe a grand or two, it's really not worth getting someone involved because it's just too expensive.
It's going to cost you more than it's worth in the end.
Absolutely. But if you're at the $5,000 mark, you know, we actually will reduce the fees so that we can make it work. So, you know, if things are straightforward, you can afford it. I mean, the fees in my office sometimes start as low as $250. you know, and that's for helping people in tax problems. Tax preparation, some of the basic tax returns in my office are $75 to $100. And I'm like, really?
Wow.
I didn't know I did that. You know.
Well, you guys do everything at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
Yeah, I actually have a former IRS manager who does tax work, deals with the IRS, the state collection agency.
It's like a secret weapon in the bullpen.
Yeah, it is. You know, he's an interesting guy. He hates the IRS just as much as the rest of us. And, you know, he'll sit there when he's on hold or when he's talked to different collectors and different people in the IRS going, this one told me this. This one told me this. This one's told me this. I'm like, that's why you're on the phone and not me. But, you know, there's no magic number. Clearly, the higher the number, the more the tax, you know, the tax professional makes sense.
Right.
But, yeah, I'd be careful, though, when you call those tax guys and they suddenly say, I owe $180,000. So I'm going to do an offer in compromise for $18,000. I wish I can get those fees. That's not... We had someone just come in. They had $170,000 in debt. The fee was high. I looked at what they make. They're both retired. I'm not joking you. We reduced the fee to $1,250.
Oh, my goodness.
$1,250.
Wow.
So do we do it for everyone? No. Does everyone ask? Yeah. But you know what? When you're really in a hardship, I am not against helping you.
Right.
You know, there's a cost that we incur, of course, to do stuff. And so it's not going to be free. I don't do pro bono.
Well, his name is Craig Zimmerman. He has a heart. And if you want to talk to the man, how do we get in touch with you and figure out our tax problems and tax questions? Because I think we've hardly, honestly, scratched the surface of tax questions that people might have.
Oh, no, we haven't even come close. If you want, you can call my office. The call is free. It's 800-987-4165. Again, that's 800-987-4165. Or you can go to my website, www.craigzlaw.com. That's Craig, the letter Z, law, L-A-W.com.
No one likes the tax man unless it's the song by the Beatles.
I don't think I even like that song.
Craig, appreciate the time.
Thanks.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for specific legal advice in your situation. There is no attorney-client relationship formed unless you have a legal services agreement executed by you and the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. There are no representations or guarantees of any outcome being made in this podcast. This is not an attorney advertisement or solicitation for new clients in any state or jurisdiction where the firm does not accept clients. The firm maintains of-counsel relationships in states where it does not have an office. Our attorneys are licensed to practice in California, New York, New Jersey, and Texas.